Zoomer Radio Hour friend Andy Kim and the Beach Boys. Oh, how ironic. On the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane and producer Andy. Sam here, maybe a few flurries in Toronto, up to 60 centimeters of snow north and east of us. But to the south in Buffalo, a very different and potentially deadly story. Mark Robinson is a storm hunter and meteorologist. And Mark's been on the show before, and he is right there in the thick of things today. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Listen. I don't know if you can hear that. That was a crack of thunder in the middle of this snow squall.
Wow.
One of the most electrically active snow squalls I've ever been through. I could count on one hand the number of times I've seen lightning in the snow before this event. And now I think I've counted 30 or 40 strikes in and around this area, and some very close ones to the hotel that I'm at, the La Quinta Inn in Lackawanna.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Does it warn you of something else coming? Because we know that when we see lightning, that a big crack of thunder is going to happen. So this is like a thunder snow. What follows the noise and the lightning, and is it dangerous?
More snow. That's basically what follows. And yes, it absolutely can be dangerous if you're going through this. But one of the more interesting things about these snow squall events is they're very geographically isolated. So if you're 5 or 10 kilometers north of where I'm standing right now, you're not getting any snow. I mean, you might even be seeing blue sky. The GTA, north in Toronto,
yeah,
they're literally watching the clouds and going, what a beautiful day it is.
Yeah.
And here we're under, we're going to measure this in feet. It's in feet of snow here.
And we're hearing that it can be, like you're saying, as little as a drift and as great as 6 feet, right? Like 180 centimeters or something like that by the time it's all done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it really depends on where you are. In the center of the squall sort of locks into place, which it's doing over Lackawanna. That area is going to see those tremendous amounts of snow. But if you're just a little bit north, you might not be seeing anything. And with that kind of snow, you get structural issues where you potentially could have to shovel off your roof so your roof doesn't collapse.
Right. And we're hearing, too, that back in 2014, a dozen or more people were killed because of a incredible storm that happened there. This is measuring up to be potentially worse. Like the I-90 is closed and other roads are closed. And so a deadly storm is what they're calling it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same kind of thing that happened in 2014. That was a lake effect event. This is a lake effect event. We're probably not going to see quite what we did in 2014 because that squall locked into place over the same area a little bit more than this one. But we're still going to be measuring, the amount of snow falling in large units like meters or feet.
Mm-hmm. And what is, what's the timeline for this in the areas that are getting socked in right now? Like, how long do they have to endure?
We're looking at, Saturday as it begins to lift north back up into Ontario. So if you're in the Niagara region, even over towards Hamilton, this snow squall is going to be sort of dumping snow over that area. I mean, it's nothing going to be like this, but you still could end up in whiteout conditions. And when you're driving, you end up on whiteout conditions.
Yeah,
it can be just as deadly.
Oh, no, exactly. And even though Buffalo is used to weather, because winter in Buffalo, it's just, people there understand that, like us here and folks in Ottawa and all around who get snow in the wintertime, this is something very different because it's falling so quickly. Speak to us about that.
Yeah, I mean, what you've got, because you've got such a warm lake, I mean, Lake Erie is above average temperature right now. You sweep in very cold air over top, and what you get is as that cold air mass sweeps in over the land, all that moisture gets picked up and then dumped on the land, and that's what we're seeing. And these snowfall rates can be absolutely incredible. It's almost a bit of a unique thing in and around the Great Lakes.
So are you nervous or are you excited? Because I hear excitement more than nervousness in your voice.
Well, I'm not nervous because I'm fine. I'm going to be stuck here. I mean, I'm feeling bad for all the people that are, in the area. I've talked to a few people here who have got projects to do. They've got work to do on a couple of factories in the area, and they're stuck for a while. Mm-hmm. They're not going anywhere. And, emergency service is going to be very difficult to get in and about, out and about in Buffalo. So, yeah, definitely a situation that's quite bad for the locals. And, you know, we'll do what we can to help out. Just let everybody know, please don't come into the Buffalo area, because, you know, emergency services are going to be busy enough dealing with the people who are living in the area. We don't need more people from outside the area trying to drive anywhere.
Thanks for telling the story to us, Mark. We have a much clearer idea of what the situation is. Mark Robinson is a storm hunter and a meteorologist, and he goes where the troubled weather is, and today he's in Buffalo, New York. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.